All right, welcome to this week's Ogden Avalanche update with Ben Botter. Ben, looking sharp, Botter. Okay, so we've had some action, and it's warm down here on the valley floor, but what is that doing to the snowpack in the higher elevations?
Yeah, so in the upper elevations, we're still seeing snowfall. With that has also come some wind. So this last weekend, we did see quite a bit of avalanche activity in the natural and both like skier and snowmobile triggered. Looks like on the 15th, there was a natural avalanche on Ben Lomond. On the 16th, we had a natural avalanche at Powder Mountain. The 16th, another snowmobile triggered one at Monte Cristo. The 17th, a natural on Thurston Peak. The 17th, there was a skier triggered avalanche one in Hell's Canyon, kind of the toilet bowl area. The 18th, we had a natural trigger in the Ogden area in Ben Lomond. So things definitely livened up with this snowfall, and most of those livened up in the new, like kind of the new snow and those snow interfaces that have happened and formed over time. As far as that persistent weak layer goes, it's still in the forecast for today. However, you know, we're getting into that point of really low risk to trigger it, but really high consequence if you do trigger it. So, you know, I don't know if we're going to find at this point the amount of snow load or the amount of wind load to trigger it. However, if you do, the consequence would just be really, really high. You know, a full depth, full snowpack depth avalanche. And so, yeah, we have kind of a sunny weekend coming up. It's supposed to be good weather this weekend with some of that snow and wind moving and transporting. You just have to assess conditions carefully as you get out. Look for those signs of wind slab or instabilities in the storm slab and just assess things carefully. We definitely had things liven up last week, and you know, with enough wind and transport, we could have things liven up again this week, but should be a beautiful weekend out there and should be plenty of good snow.
Yeah. And it looks like we got some storms coming in middle of next week, I believe as well.
Yeah. Middle of next week. Looks like we got another system coming in and we'll see how that produces.
Okay. Awesome. Did you have any graphics or anything you wanted to share?
No, I don't.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, I think that's it for the update. It's pretty simple now because, you know, once we get into the spring, it's a little more, well, normally predictable, but we have some activity right now.
Yeah. I mean, last weekend, definitely things livened up more so in like the buried weak layers rather than that like deep buried persistent layer. But yeah, things definitely livened up last weekend with all those avalanches, both natural, skier triggered or snowmobile triggered. So definitely one of those times to kind of assess things carefully as you start getting out. I think that I hate to say that we could put that persistent weak layer to bed, but I don't know. I'm starting to think of it less and less, you know, it's becoming that really low risk and super high consequence, but you still could find the spot and you still could trigger it. So, you know, you have to assess carefully.
Awesome. Thanks, Ben, for the update. That is it from here. For more information, head over to the Ogden Avalanche Instagram, and we'll see you on next week's Ogden Avalanche update. Cheers.
Awesome. Have a good one, Brandon.
Thanks. Yeah.